Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called The Power of Clarity: Lessons from the Game of Telephone. Now let's dive in. Your brilliant business idea is dying a slow death every time you explain it to someone new. Research shows that most entrepreneurs lose 70% of their message impact within the first conversation. If you've ever wondered why investors seem confused, customers don't get it, or your team executes something completely different than what you asked for, you're experiencing what I call the telephone effect in business. Remember that childhood game where you whisper a message around a circle? By the time it reaches the last person, it's completely transformed. The same thing happens in your business conversations. Studies reveal that messages lose 50% of their accuracy after passing through just three people. Your elevator pitch, team instructions, and customer explanations all suffer from this distortion. But here's the key insight. The clearer your original message, the less distortion occurs down the line. I use this simple test with my clients. Can a 12-year-old repeat your business concept back to you correctly? This brings me to what I call the three-layer clarity framework. Layer one is your one-sentence core, what you actually do. Layer two is the problem-solution bridge, why it matters. Layer three is your proof point, how you know it works. Each layer should build on the previous without contradicting or confusing. Practice delivering all three layers in under 60 seconds. Let me share a painful story that taught me this lesson the hard way. When I launched my first software company, I thought I had crystal clear positioning. I pitched to 20 investors and got 20 completely different interpretations of what we did. One thought we were a dating app, another thought we were enterprise software. The problem wasn't their listening, it was my explaining. I was using jargon and complex concepts that meant different things to different people. I spent 3 months with a communications coach learning to strip away the complexity. Then, I rebuilt our pitch using the telephone game test. I had my 10-year-old nephew explain our business to his friends after I explained it to him. The results were eye-opening. In the next round of pitches, 15 out of 20 investors could accurately repeat our value proposition back to me. We closed our seed round 2 months later. Here's your actionable takeaway: the 48-hour clarity challenge. Write your business explanation in exactly 25 words. Test it with 5 different people over the next 48 hours. Ask them to repeat it back in their own words immediately after hearing it. Note where the message gets twisted or lost. Refine based on the most common confusion points, then repeat until 4 out of 5 people can accurately capture your core message. Use this refined version as your new foundation for all business communications. Remember, clarity isn't about dumbing down your vision, it's about respecting your audience enough to make your brilliance accessible. The most successful entrepreneurs are often the best translators, not just innovators. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.